Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and welcome back to another special Ramadan episode. Today I'm going to be talking about two quite profound concepts, which are patience and tawakkul, and how we can really maximize the two of these during this blessed month. So, as we all know, Ramadan is a really special time for self-reflection and building discipline. When we're abstaining from food and drink and physical needs as well as that, we set off on a deeper journey of spiritual growth. And one of the fundamental virtues that Ramadan teaches us is patience. And it's not just the patience in, you know, abstaining from food and drink from sunrise until sunset. It's also the patience that we can achieve in controlling our desire. You know, whether that's the desire to commit a certain sin or anything like that. And in practicing this patience during Ramadan, we start to build resilience when we face challenges with staying steadfast on the deen. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam really exemplified patience in every aspect of his life. And so I would really recommend you guys during this month to try and watch or read about the seerah of our Prophet, because there are so many examples of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam having patience that we can learn from. And it's so motivating as well, right? I think there's some really good playlists on YouTube that you can find that go into a lot of detail about this. And you know, speaking on a personal level, I found that Ramadan provides such a good opportunity to really cultivate patience in my own life. You know, when I was younger, it used to be just about being patient from, you know, not eating and drinking during the day. But now that's kind of become a second priority, right? Because the more you learn about Allah, the more you learn about your deen, and the more you try and seek knowledge, you really start to encompass the fact that our main purpose here on this dunya, it's one thing, is to do one thing, right? And that's to worship Allah and no one else. So if you're struggling to stay focused during this month, or you feel as though you've kind of lost purpose and you don't feel in touch, try and remember why we're doing this in the first place. And use this blessed month as a reminder to tell you that, you know, everything in this dunya, everything we're working towards here, it's all temporary. And at the end of the day, the acts of worship, you know, the ibadah, everything that we do during this month, and obviously outside of the month as well, that's what's really going to count and that's what's really going to matter. And the more you push yourself, the more you practice that patience and try and be a little bit better every day, the easier it will be in the 11 months outside of Ramadan. Now, alongside patience, Ramadan also teaches us how important it is to have tawakkul, or reliance on Allah. Tawakkul is the trust and confidence that no matter how difficult something may seem, you're certain that Allah will take care of your affairs. And I should clarify, this doesn't mean, you know, just sitting and waiting around for things to happen without taking any action. It's about putting in your best effort whilst importantly trusting in Allah's plan. And a big part of this is, you know, giving up your worries, giving up any anxieties you're feeling, and instead knowing that Allah is the best of planners and being certain that He will guide you even through the toughest and most challenging times. And I think the story of Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, serves as a really timeless example of tawakkul. You know, when he was thrown into the fire by his own people for refusing to abandon Islam, he practiced that tawakkul so clearly, right? Allah commanded the fire to become cool and safe for him. And this demonstrates how powerful tawakkul is and, you know, the support that Allah provides to people who place all of their trust in him. You know, we can see how powerful this example is, but I do want to emphasize as well, it doesn't matter how, you know, small or big you think that challenge might be, try and practice that tawakkul, and trust me, wallahi, you will see differences both in the way that you view that challenge and also in the results. Because if you have that tawakkul in Allah, you know, you're certain that Allah will find a way and guide you. For me personally, I found that whenever I'm really and truly struggling and I feel like I've got no control over a situation, As soon as I put all of my trust in Allah and His plan, I feel so at ease. I can't emphasize it enough. And like I said before, it's not about just sitting back doing nothing. Do your best, but have that tawakkul and have that patience. Because if you combine the two, honestly, you'll be unstoppable. And like I've said in my last Ramadan episode, there's no better time to be practicing these virtues than now. Because it's a time of growth for all of us. And learning to really cultivate that patience and tawakkul in the face of trials and trusting in Allah's plan is a trait that we should all have. So next time you're stood in the face of adversity or trial, trust in Allah's plan and let it be a source of ease for you, where rather than getting caught up in the anxieties and the worries that it brings, you accept that Allah has a plan for you and you trust in that plan. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed this one, don't forget to follow for more insightful discussions. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.